Hey everybody, welcome to OSG's TV's Bible Study Vibes, hosted by yours truly. My name is Haji, and we got a couple guests here today. I got my cousin Derica. You want to say what's up, D?
Yeah.
Yeah, so on OSG TV's Bible Study Vibes, that's the name of the podcast, Bible Study Vibes. We are here to explore the richness of God's Word and its relevance in our lives today. I'm thrilled to have you join us for this special episode on this Resurrection Sunday. So Easter Sunday, as the world may call it, but today we're diving into the theme of cultivating patience, which was our theme for the whole month of March 2024. For the year of 2024 is called the year of harvest. But in order to get to a harvest, you must have patience, and that's where we get to the last day of the last month of I mean the last day of the third month of this year, which is cultivating patience. Inspired by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, let's dive in and discover the transformation power transformative power of patience in our spiritual journey. So, my good cousin, then I ain't tell y'all D was my cousin, huh? But anyways, today we're gonna go over five questions, and I'm gonna give you five answers, and then I'm gonna have D, I'm gonna have you give your answers, and then I'm gonna give what I have written down here. That's cool with you?
That sounds good to me.
All right, cool. So, first question that we have today: why is patience important in the Christian walk?
I would say because we all mess up, when none of us are perfect, and God extends his patience to us, and we're supposed to do that same thing. They call it grace also. Sends his grace to us, which we are totally undeserving of. So I think we need to do the same thing because we're all living and trying and we're gonna mess up. So we need people to be patient with us.
Amen. Yeah, that's perfect. Listen, you couldn't have said it even better. The answer that I had kind of goes along with it. It says patience allows us to trust in God's timing and his plan, knowing that he is faithful to fulfill his promises. And that came from Romans chapter 8, verse 25. So if we turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 25, could you read that for me? Romans chapter 8, verse 25. I'm scrolling to it too.
I'm sick, so I could open this. Should have been more proactive.
Now we here now. That's all that matter.
Romans 8:25.
Yep, Romans chapter 8, verse number 25 says what?
It says, but if we hope for that we not whoa, let me be able to read. But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it.
There you go. So that's why patience is important in the Christian walk, because we gotta hope for things that we don't see. So we gotta wait patiently for God to fulfill what his promise is saying.
I feel like
So
that need to be said in a either easier way, maybe the easy reading version, but we are hoping for something we don't have yet, and we are waiting for it patiently.
hello?
Hello? You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh, okay. You heard the
Yeah.
conversion?
What was the easy read version? What did it say?
It says, but we are hoping for something we don't have yet, and we are waiting for it patiently.
Ooh.
I feel like that was a little easier to understand.
Absolutely. So let's just keep going with the easy to read version for people to easily dissect. I appreciate that. That'd be amazing. So, our question number two. Question number two is, how does the resurrection of Jesus Christ demonstrate patience?
Whoa, wow. How does this?
I'll give you the scripture if you want
Sorry.
it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2.
Okay, let's see. I wonder if it's on the same lines as what I'm about to say, because I'm thinking about how you had to wait 3 days for him to come. You said Hebrews chapter 12, verse
Chapter
2.
12, verse number 2.
We must never stop looking to Jesus. He is the leader of our faith, and he is the one who makes our faith complete. He suffered death on the cross, but he accepted the shame of the cross as if it were nothing because of the joy he could see waiting for him. And now he is sitting at the right side of God's throne. Okay. Ooh, so I was thinking more on the lines of how they knew that he was supposed to rise, but they were checking, and he hadn't. But 3 days later, that blessing occurred. So, but this is that Jesus himself had to wait.
Ooh, that's a
Oh,
different perspective. Yeah, I was
Jesus.
about to say.
They said, we knew that he was coming, but he had to wait. Like, he suffered through it all. He
Yeah.
couldn't get the glory right away. He knew that there were things that he had to do before, before sitting at the right hand of God, before getting on that throne.
Yeah, I was about to say that's your perspective was from his disciples and his followers, and I love that. I love that because that's the perspective that we have, as followers now, just waiting on God to move and waiting on God to do what He got to do. The perspective I was coming at it from, because both answers are correct. The especially hidden from Scripture. But I'm gonna just say what the answer was that I wrote down. It was talk about how Jesus patiently endured suffering and death, trusting in God's plan for his resurrection and the redemption of humanity. So they both along the same lines of having that patience. One of them is having patience with, was Jesus himself having patience and in that, and then the other one was us having faith and us trusting in Jesus to do what he ought to do. I feel like on both of those, they are from a human standpoint. That's where they both align because, Jesus was 100% God, 100% man. But he had his human side didn't know that God was going to do what he was going to do. All he had to have faith in God himself. You know what I'm saying? He had to trust in the process, just like we have to trust in the process that if we're going through it and if we're enduring, then it's not the end.
I
You know what I'm
really like
saying?
that you pointed out Jesus' human side. I saw
Yeah.
something, and it was talking about how, like, Jesus experienced all the same emotions that we do. Like, he experienced anger and sadness, and
Absolutely.
it was, and even though he is perfect, it's comforting to know that he went through it too.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it adds to the layers in which, like, I'm really looking at this man. Like, I'm like, bro, I don't know how Jesus looked, if he was black, if he was white or anything. This man could have been a rainbow for all I care. But like, he actually endured and been through stuff, but overcame. He didn't succumb to sin, because if he did, then we wouldn't even be here right now. You know what I'm saying? We would have been dead in our tomb. We first sin, boom, dead, unless we would have had a sacrifice or something. So like, him doing that just adds even more respect to his name and reverence to his name. And now I see, like you point that out, I see why demons tremble. You know what I'm saying? I see why the waves and the wind, submit to him when he say, "Peace, be still." That's just in the power and the control that he had in himself and in things around him. Like, that's just amazing. So, what was you gonna say?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, true. Well, I was going to say, with that being said, what are some examples of patience? This is question number three. What are some examples of patience in the Bible that led to a harvest of blessings? So I'm gonna just give that one, because coming off the rip, I don't think. Nah, you might have some examples of, patience in the Bible that led to a harvest of blessings. Do you have any that come off the top of your head?
The fishermen.
Ooh, you talking about the ones that that Jesus said toss it to the
Wait,
other
no,
side?
don't pack it up yet. I'm falling into the deep.
He said, cast it again. And it was like, all right, man, I just met you, but all right.
Right. Even though they had been there, all day, had nothing but fishermen, they was tired.
Bro, you telling me.
But, yeah.
You ever went fishing and ain't catch nothing?
Nah, I caught a turtle, if that counts.
Well, that counted something. But just imagine being out there all day in that hot sun, you ain't catch nothing. Boy, I done been there and done that. And boy, I was sick coming back because I was like, dang, I wanted to cook some fish. Now the answer that I have here, to go along with the scripture, but the answer that I have to what are some examples of patience in the Bible that led to the harvest of blessings was Joseph enduring years of trials and imprisonment before being elevated to a position of authority and blessings in Egypt. And that's Genesis chapter 41, verse number 41.
And you
And
said that was about what again? One more time.
Joseph and how he endured years of trials and imprisonment before being elevated to a position of authority and blessings in Egypt. And it was talking about Genesis chapter 41, verse 41 says, well, I'll let you read it.
Genesis chapter 41 and what?
Verse 41.
Where's Genesis at again?
Genesis?
Nah, I'm messing with
I was like, go ahead, nah.
you. All right, cause need to go back.
We're gonna take
41,
it back.
41, right?
Yep, 41 and 41. Just one verse right there.
Pharaoh said to Joseph, I now make you governor over all of Egypt.
There you go. And then for those who don't know who Joseph is, I advise you guys to go read. It's early in the book of I mean it's in the book of Genesis, which is in the front of the Bible. But Joseph was one of the was whose son was Joseph?
Oof.
Well, all I would give the context was it's better than Netflix, because Joseph was the youngest of his brothers, and his father gave him this multicolored coat or whatever, this coat that was fresh as I don't know what.
I
And his
remember
brother,
the quote. I just don't remember the father's thing.
that's what I'm saying. And his brothers was hating on, so Joseph's brothers was hating on him because his father gave him this coat and showed him favor. So they had hatched up a plan to kill him. And it's because Joseph told them about a dream that he had and how his brothers would be bowing to him. And his brothers really didn't like that even more. So they was like, all right, we got to kill this man. But then, they put him in some ditch or something. I'm fast forwarding, long story short, put him in a ditch. They didn't want to kill him, so they sold him into slavery. And sold him into slavery in Egypt. And while he was in Egypt, he had worked his way up from being enslaved to being, a man in high power. And then the lady of whoever his boss was, she got him imprisoned because she said that he raped her. And then even though he ain't do it, and he got thrown into prison. And then he worked his way up from prison, and then worked his way all the way up to he was Pharaoh's right-hand man, as my cousin just read. And yeah, man, y'all just gotta read it, because it's really awesome the what Joseph did. And then when there was a, I'm not gonna spoil the ending, but just know that Joseph's dream became a reality. Like it was a vision from the Lord. But yeah, you can learn all the details by reading in Genesis chapter 41, and I think it's two chapters before that too. But yeah, question number four, as we continue along, it says, how can we cultivate patience in our own daily lives? And I asked the same question last week. So if y'all If you guys are continuous listeners of Bible Study Vibes, you will know the answer to this. But, my cousin, what would you say?
Are we talking about, we're talking about patience for ourselves or patience for others? Both.
Both, either or. You can just give me, just give me an example. Give me a way that we can cultivate patience in our life, whether it's for somebody or patience with yourself.
Patient for yourself. I'm thinking about how, you know, they're in this age, we're putting a lot of pressure on ourselves. Like, you 20, if you're 25, you think you're supposed to have a house, a husband, you know, all of these different things by that age, or you may have said these things. So I think that reminding yourself of the promises that God made you helps you to wait a little while longer, and realizing that it's not on our timing, but his timing helps us to be more patient. And when it comes to others, I guess kind of like I was saying before, remind yourself of the grace that God gives you to help you to be more patient with other people because of our humanity. Like, you feel me?
Yeah, absolutely. And I agree. I totally agree. You know, looking at his, like, the promises, you know what I'm saying, that God has, and not even, you know, putting too much pressure on yourself, you know. We are young in the aspect of 1,000 years is like a day unto the Lord, and a day is like 1,000 years. So if God wanted us to have a boatload of money, boom, he could do it tomorrow. He could do it right now. Like,
Dropping
money
in
could
my lap.
just, and he can drop it in your lap. But I feel like we go through what we go through because God wants us to be ready for these blessings that we're gonna have. And if we don't go through any trials and tribulations, then we won't build character, like James chapter 1 was talking about.
Yeah, I've had that conversation a few times. Like, just because the blessing is for you doesn't mean that you're ready for it right now.
There you go. There you go.
God could have, he, I keep saying husband, but God could have a husband for you.
Yeah.
But are you a wife right now? And
Ooh.
like, let's think about even looking at your whole life. Like, if you were 8 years old and God said, and God has still has a husband waiting for you. Obviously, you're not ready for a husband at that very young age. That doesn't mean
Exactly.
that's not a blessing. It just means that you have to grow and prepare for that.
There you go. Even we look at it from, like, I was about to say, even King David, when he was a shepherd boy, you know what I'm saying? He was anointed to be the next king after Saul. But after he killed Goliath, you know what I'm saying, with the slingshot and the rocks and stuff, he didn't become king there. He couldn't have become king. So it's just like, yeah, God gives you a purpose, but you have to be prepared for that purpose. I love that. And that's going to be a whole nother conversation for a whole nother Bible study vibe. And I was about to say, but I really like what you said. So an answer that I had for how can we cultivate patience in our daily lives is through prayer, through seeking God's wisdom, relying on his strength. Those three ways we can develop patience.
That's it right there.
What you said?
I said, that's it right there.
Yeah, those three ways we can develop patience and wait for his promises to be fulfilled, just like you was talking about. This is how you know the Holy Spirit moving. In James chapter 5, verses number 7 and 8, you know, you want to hit us with it. James chapter 5.
Chapter 5, number 7 and 8, and let me get to it.
Yep. Patience. I shall dish
Hi, everybody.
it.
Amen. Okay, James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8. Brothers and sisters, be patient. The Lord will come. So be patient until that time. Look at the farmers. They have to be patient. They have to wait for a valuable crop to grow and produce a harvest. They wait patiently for the first rain and the last rain. You must be patient too. Never stop hoping. The Lord is coming soon.
Amen. Gotta be like the pharmaca.
Right, you don't want no fruit that ain't ready, right?
Nah, of course not. I don't want no fruit or vegetables that ain't ready.
Right.
I don't even want no food that's not ready. Like if you cook, so I don't want no microwave
Right.
food.
You don't want no
Like,
chicken with the pink in it?
nah, I ain't. That ain't me. Give that to the dog or something. Question number five, and our last question for today. It says, what is the ultimate harvest we await as Christians? And how does patience play a role in it? So what is that? What is the ultimate harvest? I feel like this can go in different ways, but
I would
what do you
say
think?
get into be with God.
Ooh.
Like
Yeah.
making it up when he call us up and he say, "Good job, well done." Now he look at but the patience comes in the meantime, doing what you know is expected of you, trying to be like Christ, and even when it gets hard, just continue to stay patient and fervent in your following of God.
That's real. That is so real. So yeah, I was about to say, I guess we all on the same page, because right here from my answer, I said, as Christians, we await the harvest of the souls and the return of Christ, like waiting on God to harvest our souls, like, bring us up, call us up. But anyway, patience enables us to preserve, I mean, to persevere in sharing the gospel and living out our faith while eagerly awaiting his glorious return. And his glorious return is alluded to in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 16 and 17, for those who do not know what's going on and what we're referring to. This is
The
talking
Lord
about the end
himself will
of
come
that.
down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the people who have died and were in Christ will rise first. After we who are still alive at that time will be gathered up with those who have died. We will be up in the clouds and meet the Lord in the air, and we will be with the Lord forever.
Read that last part, read that last sentence.
And we will be with the Lord forever.
And we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up
If we
together with
still we're coming up,
in the clouds to meet the Lord. And be with him forever.
that's
Praise God.
gold.
Nah, but I really appreciate you for reading, Cuzzo. And I really appreciate y'all for listening. Thank you for reflecting on the resurrection of Jesus Christ and learning to cultivate patience in our lives and trusting in God's perfect timing for the harvest of blessings that he has in store for us. I want you guys to stay tuned for more insightful discussions and spiritual growth and opportunities that we have on our YouTube channel, and also be on the watch for our other shows that we have on OSGTV's / Our Street Gospels YouTube and podcast channel, which the shows include World News Views, which Derica is humbly a part of, one of the main co-hosts. And then also they got Fresh Fridays that drops every other Friday, just like World News Views drops every other Friday. But be sure to tune in to Bible Study Vibes every Sunday. Once again, I'm your host. This is my cousin Derica, and we hope you guys have a blessed Sunday, blessed Resurrection Day, and just a blessed rest of your week. Until next time, got anything to say, cuz?
Nope, that's all. God bless.
God bless y'all. All right, deuces.